I was on the Texaco North Dakota in 1980. We hit an oil rig and blew up.
And
the forward part of the ship did, that is.
Would you like to tell me about that story?
Well, it had, we were carrying raffinate up forward. And that's very volatile. And but fortunately for us, most of the other cargo back aft was not of a volatile nature. We were carrying asphalt and refrigeration oil. And in fairness to the chief mate, the part of this structure rig was not visible. A hurricane had come through and knocked out the lights.
Okay, so where were you?
In the Gulf of Mexico.
Gulf of Mexico. Okay. And what time of year was this in 1980?
I don't recollect. It was a
winter, spring, summer, fall.
It was in a mild time of year, because I remember when we abandoned ship, it was like you couldn't have picked a better day. It was a flat calm, the stars were out, and as we were rowing away from the ship, you just kind of pinched yourself and you said, "Has this really happened?" You know, there's your ship ablaze out there and you're rowing away from it as if...
Did everyone survive?
Yeah, there were no injuries. The only guy that got in trouble from Texaco's part was not on the ship. It was the second mate. He's charged with putting on the charts hazards to navigation. And he had failed to log this oil rig. So he was in trouble for that. I think in the end they found it 50-50, fault 50-50, because, as I say, there was no indication that the rig was there. The lights had been knocked out by a hurricane. So it was completely beneath the water, is what I'm saying.
Okay, so let's talk about this a little bit. So at what point the hurricane came up to the ship?
Oh, no. It was the hurricane had been some time before, and the owner of the rig was slow in reestablishing the lights, putting the lights back on. We weren't in the hurricane.
Okay.
But I say, if it's not on the chart, and there's no lights to indicate it's there, you can kind of see where it could have happened.
So your ship sailed out without these lights?
We were coming back into Port Arthur. And there's something called the safety fairways, and for some reason they weren't going through the safety fairways. They were going another way that might have been a shortcut, which was legal. I mean, they could do it. But they come across this rig, and...
So you collided into another rig?
Well, this one rig, yeah. And I stuck around. We fought the fire on a workboat called the Mustang Island. It got something to do with salvage, too, I think, that they needed to keep some people on the scene where they wanted to get all the mates off to interrogate them about the accident, but I was an engineer. So I was on this Mustang Island we fought it for a couple of days. I remember we were able to grab a little sleep. They brought us to another oil rig. We could get a few hours sleep on the rig and then back fighting the fire again.
How long did this go on for before the ship sank?
It didn't sink.
Okay.
Texaco hired an outfit called Boots and Coots. Jerry Adair, they put out these big well blowouts over in the Middle East, and they fitted a workboat with the light water, and introducing this element, it was finally able to actually extinguish the fire. We couldn't really do much of anything with the water except try to control the fire, but when they introduced the light water, they were actually able to put the fire out. Went back aboard the ship, and by that time, one of the managers had come out, and we were trying to see if we could get steam up on one boiler. One boiler was destroyed because we didn't shut off anything. I was on watch, and the mate came down, running down below, said, eyes bugging out of his head, and he said, "The whole ship is on fire. We've got to abandon ship." So we just all ran up the ladders and got on the lifeboats. Well, one of the boilers was destroyed. The other one we were able to raise steam on. And they were able to pull us off the rig. We were towed back to Port Arthur, Texas. We were actually able to discharge the balance of the cargo. And then the ship was scrapped.
Okay. Gotcha. So that was the Texaco, North Dakota.
Right.
Thank you. And...